One. The time is 12:12 a.m. Lot. Disconnected.
Hi, this is W7RAT listening. Whiskey 7, Romeo Alpha Tango listening.
This is RB7RAT, KE2J. How you doing?
I'm sorry, K2, give me your call again.
Come on, Echo 2, Echo Juliet. How are you?
Yeah, roger, KE2EJ, W7RAT. Oh, good evening. Name here is Michael, and I'm in Portland, Oregon. Over.
Howdy there, Mike. How you doing? You've been on Long Island. You've used my repeater. It's been a while since we've spoken, but you're actually on the Limewire set of repeaters. We just had our tech net for the evening. So how's things going out there, and how's your brother? W7RAT, KE2J.
Tell me your name, if you would, and exactly where you're located.
Name is Eric, Echo Rodeo, Indiana Charlie. And we're actually in Astoria, but normally we hang around Plainview, Long Island.
Okay, fine. Yeah, Astoria, very good. I taught for a while at LaGuardia Community College in Long Island City. Things are good out here. Of course, we're a little bit earlier in the evening than you are. Just waiting another hour and a half or so to go pick up the XYL, who's coming into Portland from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, via Chicago. So in any case, yeah, I know the repeater system there. It certainly brings back memories, and I've been on it a little bit more recently through IRLP. So it's a beautiful day here in Portland. This time of year, it's just spectacular. KE2EJ, W7RAT.
Yeah, W7RAT, KE2J. Did you ever get to put that? You were going to put a portable IRLP node somewhere down in South America. I forget where it was exactly.
Oh, yeah, I put in two IRLP nodes, one in Santiago, Chile, which isn't on the air right now, and one that started off in Shanghai, was moved to Shenzhen, and now is up in Beijing, that is on the air somewhat. Basically, here in Portland, I run an IRLP system on a repeater that's very widely used, and this particular micro node is just for me to move around the bands without pulling everyone with me off the repeater. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. And, let's see, I think it's your brother or your cousin that's up in Alaska, I forget.
Well, you have a hell of a memory, Eric. That's my brother, Stephen, who is KL7SB up in Anchorage. I have another brother here in Portland with me, KC7KNY. I almost forgot his call. And, of course, we're all originally from New York and Long Island. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. Actually, I think I've got, let's see, let's check. I may have, no, it's actually active. Okay. We're coming out of 8-5. I'm actually going into the repeater in Selden, believe it or not, if I got the beam pointed at it. So if I'm a little bit rowdy or noisy, that's the reason why. I mean, that's, I think we're 50, 55 miles from where I am. But, you know, we shut the 2VL off at midnight.
Yeah, very good, Eric. Yeah, I heard about shutting it down. I wonder why you do that. And also, Eric, did you have another call before this that I might know? Over.
Yeah, that's possible. I used to be known many years ago as WB2OTD.
That sounds more familiar, WB2OTD. And I was WA2RAD.
You know, that seems to ring a bell in my head, too. Okay. I'm talking a long time ago. I'm talking like, I've had that call in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I guess. That neighborhood. I even used to work for, at one point, I worked for the New York Institute of Technology at the Video Center and Computer Graphics Lab. I was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh, very good. Well, I've been on 2 meters since 1961 on 2 meter AM and FM throughout the New York metropolitan area. And as far as New York Institute of Technology, I have a graduate degree at CW Post just up the road from there. It's the same school I'm thinking of. You didn't mention why they shut off the W2BL. They must have a policy reason, over.
Well, actually, they never changed with the times. There was a time that really couldn't have complete automatic control over a repeater. And that would be the time that the control operators would say, okay, that's enough, it's time to go to bed. But, you know, where we are is sometimes as bad as California in terms of the way people behave. So, they just kind of turn it off, and that's that. You know, the jammers have to go to sleep, too.
I know what you mean. I had a feeling that was one of the reasons. With these IRLP nodes, you can also program them to go inactive at a certain time. So what do you do these days, Eric? I assume, based on what you said, that you and I are probably somewhere near contemporary to each other. Over.
Yeah, I remember, I think it was maybe a year or two ago, because I have my node for 4016, which is at the TV station, which is WLIW. Does that ring any bell?
Yeah, okay. So, do you work for WLIW?
At W and WNEC at the moment, although they're in pretty bad condition financially right now, since a lot of the funding, you know, both public television, a lot of the funding came from endowments that had their money with Bernie Madoff, and, you know, he made off with their money, so there ain't much coming in.
Oh, I see. Boy, it just hits everywhere, doesn't it? Incidentally, there was a call I wanted to ask you about. A guy I used to work a long time ago, Roger WA2UMD. Do you know what happened to him?
No, I don't think I have the answer to that, but have you tried curing it?
No, the thought just occurred to me, so I haven't even checked it. Just kind of blurted it out, I guess you could say. Yeah, it's been a long time since I lived there. Actually, I moved away around 1989, roughly. I bought land out here in Oregon around 86, and by 89 we moved with our four kids out west.
Yeah, I do my... Well, you were out here, I think, 2 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that. And put my repeater to good use. Actually, I have a funky problem with it right now. It sounds like it's receiving every packet twice, and I haven't quite figured out what it is yet.
Oh, that is strange. That is very strange. I don't know why that is. I've recently purchased two of these micro nodes from Mark K7IZA in Las Vegas, and they are just beautiful. They work like a charm.
Oh, I saw what Dave had put together, and, you know, with the solid-state disk and a little box. That was kind of cute.
Oh, yeah, VE7 LTD. Oh, very good. Well, in any case, it's nice to be able to link the systems like this. It's actually quite enjoyable to be able to talk to you guys on the island.
You know, I don't know if you just dialed us up, but that... 8 o'clock our time, we have the TechNet, which has been going on for almost 30 years now. And, you know, Dick K2RW moderates it, and usually we have a pretty good time. Seems like we have some stations coming in from Huntington Beach, California, and another load in Las Vegas that comes and listens to us. And we also got another node that's connected via Echolink, and Kent... K5BJZ, who's another really hotshot antenna designer, Mike Dick, you know, they're friends, so it makes for interesting listening if you're not doing any of the talking.
Oh, yeah, and I've known Dick for, oh boy, I don't know, 40 years long, long time. Incidentally, I'm also one of the owners of a company called Super Antennas, so I'm also in the antenna game. Hi.
Oh, that's very cool. All right. Well, I'm just about ready to go to bed. I'm doing a little programming here. Creating a little firmware for a little bit of hardware. And, you know, not having a full-blown development system makes you make your code, load it up, try it, and if you're really lucky, it'll work. W7IAT, KE2J.
Okay, fine, Eric. Go to sleep and have a good one. KE7EJ in Astoria, Queens, New York. W7RAT, Portland, Oregon, signing.
All right, Mike. You know, feel free to dial us up. 9126. We have both the A5 machine and the 375 machine. The guys up in Boston were very gracious to let us use the channel and the reflector for that. So, you have a good night, and I hope to hear you again. W7RAT, KE2J.
At 73, Derek, W7RAT, clear.
Net tonight at 8:30. Net tonight at 8:30. The time is 1:23 a.m. 73. And good night from the W2VL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. Net tonight at 8:30. Connected. Disconnected.
Gary, I'll say good morning to you. I'm just headed over to Mr. Duncan in 2EM.
Good morning, Rich. Out to get your morning breakfast?
Yeah, I'm going to get a bacon, egg, and cheese, some coffee. My father likes some donuts and coffee. Just a couple of blocks away. Just wanted to say a quick hello, and boy, oh boy, I can't take all this rain. I think I'm going to complain to God.
Well, if you got a direct line and you're going to file a complaint, tell them, let it rain overnight, but during the day be sunny. This way we can water our lawns without having to pay for it. And we have nice weather while we're awake.
Right. There was some joke about the red telephone and the blue telephone. I'm trying to remember the joke. But it ends with, at that time, the joke was Prime Minister Bacon. So it goes way back. They say, what is the blue telephone for when the president comes to Israel? He says, I got a direct line.
To evening. Morning, John. Yeah, I vaguely remember that joke. It's an oldie. John, pick it up. Give it to Richie. N2ZDP here.
I'll be right back. I got to get my stuff. Get John. You guys pick it up. Get John.
Okay. 7-3 for now, Rich. Catch you when you get back, or if you do. How you doing, Gary? What's happening? I just started out because, I don't know what I was doing. It was, getting stuff together. It's not too late. I thought I left a lot later than this, but not too bad. So, how's your weekend?
It was a solid weekend of paperwork. I had work to do for school. I had work to do for an attorney who has me as a consultant. At least that I'm going to get paid for. So I was at my desk most of the weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Saturday, what, it was like drizzling, raining, on and off. We went out to Farmingdale, to Runner's Edge. My wife picked up some sneakers. She jogs a lot. Man, it's coming down like crazy. I can't even hear myself. Then we vacuumed out the cars, and then yesterday I washed the 3 cars and dried them myself. And my wife was baking inside. And on and off on the computer, trying different things out. I was trying to, I finally just took it off, was that, the one that Optimum gives you, it's CA, I think, yeah, Computer Associates, Internet Security. Oh man, that was horrible. I finally just took it off. I lost my wireless printer and I couldn't, reinstall everything back. Actually, uninstall everything and then reinstall all the drivers back, and of course take that off. Forget about that. Not doing that again. N2 ZDP and 2 EV.
Oh, wonderful. I thought Internet Security was by Norton. I didn't know they were giving away Computer Associates stuff. So we have you to blame for today's rain. You washed 3 cars.
Yeah, when I saw the weather and the big cell, red cell over Long Island, I said, oh man. I looked outside and went, oh, it's raining out. I said, of course. So, that's it. That's why it's raining out. Well, at least one of the cars is in the garage. That's not gonna get wet. And like that. So, and then Friday was tough. Attended two graduations. I was able to attend like the first 45 minutes of one graduation, and then leave and go to another graduation. But, yeah, one in Dix Hills, and the second one was in East Meadow. That was fun too, Gary.
And 2 Alpha Sierra Sierra.
Morning, Greg, and 2 Zeddy P here. Two graduations, one in Dix Hills and one in East Meadow. John, when he gets back to you, you gotta tell me who graduated. Greg, you get it first, though.
282, BAJ.
Hey, BAJ, how are you? I'm just wondering where John is, because the rain is, there's no rain here. It's bright and sunny where I'm heading into work, and I hear that rain beating on his car windows. And BAJ, we could flip over to the 330 machine. Let me just let him answer his question real quick, and I'll flip over and I'll be back.
Thanks, man.
Okay, I guess it's to me. The answer is my niece in Dix Hills and my nephew in East Meadow. They both graduated at the same exact day and time. Can't be at two places at one time, but we tried. I told my wife, I said, I'll go to one, you go to the other one. But he didn't do that. I gave him what he had. Gary, over to you, if there's anything.
Greg, in answer to your question, he was on the four-lane section of the northern state when the rain hit, because that's where I am now. And yes, I do see out by you it's sunny, because I see the reflection of the sun on the big glass buildings over here. But we're going away from that. Greg?
I think he left.
They must prefer their own company to ours. We would have let them continue talking amongst us.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he works with this guy. He calls him Bad Apple Juice, BHA. Yeah, so now you got that heavy downpour over there. Yeah, I see no reflections over here, that's for sure. I guess it's moving on out. I think not so long out. Probably when we get in a little bit further, it'll probably clear up. Now it's not so bad like it was before. So, anyway. And I took half the week off last week. Exactly half. Wednesday at 11 o'clock, I just, that's it. I went out sick, and I stayed out Thursday and Friday. So, really, really bad cold, head cold, sinus infection, and it got down into my throat, so I couldn't even speak to anybody. And I had class that day. That is like trying to squeak out that I needed a replacement, which came about maybe 8:30. And a lot of phone calls to do that. Gary, over to you.
Okay, I'm glad you're sounding better now. And, glad you're feeling better. Now, there's probably a cell that's going over the island and easter of us is not getting hit with this. When I left my house in East Meadow, it was just starting to drizzle. And then as I'm going up Merrick Avenue, I saw the two big glass buildings, the EAB Plaza and the Travelers Building. And they were all nice and bright and shiny with sunlight. But I was in rain. So I'm saying, interesting weather pattern.
Foreign air.
There you go. Wet over here.
Okay, it's out there. Pick it up.
Give it a carry. What do you know? N2EB. Right.
2EB in the group. Well, good morning, Gary. Good morning, John. Good morning, anyone else that's listening on their scanners. Yes, it's pouring here. It started to rain when I left my house in Belmore. It's continued to come down even harder. And the good news is we're going to get rain the rest of the week. How about that? What else is new? I think Tuesday will be nice, Wednesday will be okay, then Thursday, Friday, and I think even Saturday. Oh, well, what can you do? Over to you, Gary.
Well, I don't mind that much if it's raining while I'm in work. I just don't want it to rain when I'm walking from work to my car. John?
That's what Gary said.
Ooh, I didn't get that one. It sounded like Greg, but it was a little chopped up there, like minestrone. And yeah, I can tell you, you gotta wear galoshes and your trench coat. Wait, do you remember that? Galoshes, man. Greg with the galoshes, go ahead, if that was you, and give it to the dumper.
Yeah, I was on the 850. I just flipped the microphone button until I heard your voices. I didn't realize I was on the 850 when I popped back in there. And that's it. I got to give it over to the dumper. I was just surprised before, because you were saying rain, and it's so sunny out east.
Well, it's just the pattern of the way the cell is moving. It's supposed to clear up, though. And, you're just lucky, but if you're heading west, you'll hit the rain. And it is raining, like there's no tomorrow. But there'll be tomorrow, and hopefully there won't be rain tomorrow. Over to you, Gary.
So, I spent all weekend catching up on the paperwork, and I got more paperwork waiting for me as soon as I get to my desk in the city. And hopefully my son will remember to go to the post office for me, because estimated taxes are due today. And the envelopes are stamped, but I mail them from the post office so someone sees the postmark, and I get what is known as a proof of posting. This way the government can't say I mailed my taxes late. John?
Oh, okay. A little rough road over here. There you go. Boy, even in June, they're thinking about taxes. Can't these guys, like, take a break? June 15th. I guess everything's on the 15th of the month. Okay. There you go. Yeah, I didn't hear the weather for the week.
good number, but yeah, that's surprising. I need a couple of days to dry out, and then rain again. Give us a couple of days to dry out, and then it can come down again. I hear like there's a lot of rain out west also. Yeah, we're having a bit of a time out there. Greg, what's up? Over to you. Hit the rain down? Hit 3D.
No, I'm passing 112, and I didn't hit the rain yet. It looks like it's cloudy up ahead of me, but I guess I'm working in Lido Beach today, so I guess I will see. I guess I'll see the rain for a little bit. And did you make, Jonathan? Did you make the ham fest? And I gotta send it over to the dumper.
Who made the ham fest yesterday? I was gonna go, but the weather turned me off, so I didn't go. Oh well. John, did you go to the ham fest? Gary go to the ham fest. I don't think Gary did because he was doing paperwork on quarterly taxes. Over to you, Gary. This is KA2NCB in the group.
I must confess, I did not go to the ham fest. I finished in the early morning. I finished my schoolwork. Then mid to late morning and early afternoon, I was on the clock for an attorney, and that's nice money. And then late afternoon, I was doing the taxes and some other little goodies on the computer. So I was at the desk all day long. John?
Okay. I didn't go to the ham fest either. So there you go. This is unanimous. Yeah, I was wondering how that built computer, that home built, what is it, build your own computer, BYOC. How's that working out? And I know the dump is interested in that. So he's probably looking over through the internet, looking at all the different things he can do. Anyway, Greg, over to you, sir. This is N2ED.
I guess building your own computer is probably the best way to do it. Mix and match whatever parts would suit you to the best. But I just go buy one off the shelf. But that would be probably the best way to do it. Set it up exactly what you need. I just don't know if we end up costing you more or less in the long run. You know, unless you get a good deal on all those parts. I don't know. Over to the dumpster.
You, Greg? Well, I was looking. Your director's got some bare bones, which are interesting. There'll be a project that we'll do in a couple of weeks. I think we're going to do it. The Geister is another one that makes a bare bones. So we're going to do it that way for once and see how it works out. I'm not really sure how cost-effective it is, but it's the idea of putting it together yourself. And I'll give my son something to do. So, I think that's the way to go. So, and then obviously if there's a problem, you got to troubleshoot it yourself, but, you know, it's pros and cons to everything. Hey, Gary.
I just broke out of the heavy rain across the Cross Island, and it let up. I guess Nassau County is where it's getting hit. Computer's working fine, and you're correct, if something goes wrong, you're responsible for the troubleshooting. It's helpful if you have someone with the equipment and know-it-all to do the troubleshooting living in the house, and that's my advantage. The actual physical construction of the computer takes a half hour or less if you know what you're doing. And I'm talking about everything coming in separate boxes to the point where you buy a case separate and you have to put all the mounting screws in. But if you know what you're doing, a half an hour is about all it takes, and now you're loading the operating system. Did I get it from Vinny? I go to John.
Yeah, it's case. I'm telling you, the case is like, man. First of all, it was a lot bigger than a Dell, and it's a lot heavier. Very, very strong case. It was an ASUS case, an ASUS power supply. So I bought that as a combo, and then I bought the AMD motherboard and the AMD chip as a combo deal. And and you know, just got to match that up also, because I think the Intel chip takes a different socket, so you got to get a different motherboard. That's one of the things. But I went as far as AMD, and I run two programs to overclock it gently. You know, it's to 2600 speed. I think I'm running a slightly over 27. So I got a huge cooler for the you know, I didn't use the stock cooler, the stock fan. And Gary's right. I tell you, everything came in separate boxes all in one day, and you can actually just like get it all together. Physical construction took about a day, and then the operating system, you know, took another part of another day. I'm sorry. Goes to Greg. Oh, what am I doing? Sorry about that. Greg, over to you.
No problem. It seems to be a very common thing that I do. you know, I wonder if you could use, you know, when you're building your own computer, I wonder if you could use, like, the tower, yes, you'd call it. That's what you guys must be talking about. I wonder if you could just use the tower from your old computer and just use that as a base, or that doesn't work out that way. It also scares me. I have enough trouble plugging, like, a camera in and getting the computer to accept it, so it would just scare me putting all the parts in and then hoping that as you load this thing in, everything gets accepted to each other. You know, that would be my biggest fear, is everything liking each other and recognizing each other, and then so all the parts that you put in there work. But I just wonder, I mean, can't you just use, like, an A-frame from, like, I mean, not an A-frame, you know, the tower from even a computer that you find in the garbage in the street?
I'm not sure it works that way. I wouldn't do that. Because the computer that you already bought, I'm not since I ever put one, but I imagine that the screws to the motherboard are set to the computer that you bought. So, again, I haven't put one together, but I'm assuming that's how that works. Gary or John, you can bail me out on that one. As far as conflicts, I don't believe there's conflicts anymore because everything's plug and play. So I think that gets pretty much eliminated from the conflict picture. On that note, I'll turn it over to Gary. He can give me some insight on that, or John. This is KA2YCD in the group.
Vinny, you may or you may not be right as far as the case is concerned. If the case was designed by a manufacturer to accept only one motherboard, then there's only one set of mounting holes for the screws, for the standoff posts. And if those don't match up with the motherboard you're buying, you're in trouble. Most cases are designed so they can accept multiple style motherboards, so you can swap it out. Also, if you have a really custom designed case for the original computer, the IO mask is not a standard size, but most of them, there is an IO section in the back of the case, and the mask can pop out and a new one go in. And from that point of view, they are interchangeable. And the other little thing is you just have to look on the booklet what pin settings are which, so you know which pins accept the front switches, which pins accept this. Your motherboard may not support all the features of the case, or may have features that the case doesn't have, such as front side audio, front side USB ports, etc. You know, little things like that. John?
Yeah, I had no connection for the the motherboard had a connection for power on light or whatever. And there was no there was no power on light, but they said that that the LED and the fan are the power on light. And what was the other thing? The other thing was the fan. The only connection is the CPU fan on the motherboard. And where do I plug these other fans into? And it's actually directly to the power supply. So, but that's that. So, sometimes the power supplies and motherboards vary the fan, so you can actually vary the speed depending upon the temperature. And I think I would go, like, as if you understand what Gary was saying about the I.O. board, is that I would go with a new case. Like, if you use the Dell case, probably the I.O. board's not going to line up with the case. So it's best to get a new case. I think it's called ATX, something like that, case, ATX board, I don't know, something like that. How's that, Greg? Does that answer your question?
There you go. How fast are computers now these days? I haven't actually even looked in a while, but like mine is I forgot what it is, 3.8, whatever that thing is for the speed, something like that. How fast are they now when you buy these computers? Like, with, let's say you were going to spend like $2,000 in like whatever Office Max or wherever you're going to go. What speed processor thing are they using these days? Dumper.
The speed, I don't think it's what they're doing. Is they're either, as John's done to his overclock, they do sell computers that overclock the CPU. But they also have the, because they're the core dual processing, they're doing they've increased the amount of multiple tasks that they're doing. So the speed, they're getting faster that way. Your core dual processors. Right now, I think Intel's up to a Q processor. I was looking at the numbers and the amount of functions they're performing in nanoseconds. But interesting enough, there are also computers out there, the high end that the gamers are using, that they use a water cooler to cool down the processor, which is interesting. Over to you, Gary. This is KA21CV in the group.
Yeah, most of the people are buying Core Duo processors now, and the clock speeds are in the 2.3 to 2.7 range. But they do have out the quad-core processors, and once you start changing the cores, you can't compare a 2.6 quad-core, dual-core with a quad-core. The numbers are meaningless as far as the clock speed is concerned. And if you start overclocking a computer, you have to make very sure you have a good cooling system. So John, good idea for changing out from the stock box fan. And yes, they do make water cooled. I've even heard of one computer that the entire computer box was specially designed to be filled with vegetable oil to keep everything as one big heat sink. John?
I guess the vegetable oil for insulation? Oh, man. I got like two input fans in front and an exhaust fan in the back and a huge exhaust fan. I think it's like 7 inches, 6 inches, 6 inch fan on top. Unbelievable. On top plus the power supply at the moment. So this thing's got like lots of fans. And the CPU has a regular five inch fan. Cooler. The cooler is huge. And it's as wide as the case. So, they even have spaces for other fans if you want to support them. But I said, what are you kidding me? And, anyway, I'm in a parking lot. I'm trying to, talk and back up at the same time. I'm having a difficult time in this parking lot. So, I'm going to say 7-3s. They take care. They back up towards the fence. Over to Greg. To get it, M2EB, 7-3.
All right. Sounds like a lot of cooling. I never had to really worry about all that. I guess mine is not as fancy as your guys' stuff. Doesn't work as hard. All right. I'm going to be on the side. I got to grab something here. So I'll be QSY for a couple of minutes, and I'll come right back. Over to the dumper.
7-3 is John, 7-3 is Greg, and I'll go two more, and I'll be finding a place to park. So it sounds like an interesting project. So, Gary, let me ask you a question. When you buy these bare bones, does that mean they come together, or you got to put it together? I guess they just send you all the parts and you just put them together.
7-3 John, 7-3 Greg. Bare bones is a completely built computer. It just doesn't have any major accessories. Usually all it is a motherboard, power supply, CPU, and a hard drive, which is a completely working computer. It doesn't have any fancy video cards. It doesn't have any fancy audio. It's just what it says. It's a bare-bones computer, but it's fully built.
So if I want to get one, I want to build it from scratch. Then well, I just have to buy the parts. I just have to buy all the parts and buy a tower and just put the parts in there. And that's how you do it, I guess.
That's right. You buy the individual parts. What you will need is a case, motherboard, CPU. Power supplies can be bought separately or as part of the case deal. The cases always come with fans installed. You might want to change out the fans if you want to change the cooling pattern. Let's see, what else? You will need your hard drives. You will need your optical drive. And depending upon the motherboard, you'll need either a video card or an audio card. Most of the motherboards come with some sort of audio built on board. Some of them give you no audio, though.
Roger. Yeah, we'll have to. If you want a dedicated, fully dedicated, I guess that's separate, as opposed to the audio board in on the motherboard itself. Obviously, the same thing. The video boards are the same way, dedicated or part of the motherboard.
Yeah, when you start planning things out, you have to have in mind what you're going to be using the computer for, and what expansion cards you're going to use, because every motherboard has different features. It'll have so many of this type of slots and so many of that type of slots, and you have to make sure that you're going to have enough slots for all the expansion cards you're going to use.
Roger. So, alrighty. We're going to sign. Finding a place to park now. So, appreciate the input, and we're going to research it more when my son is done with school next week, and we'll see what we're going to devise, so what kind of computer. Probably be a little of everything, so I would want a more top end. For those, for a little gaming, and it should work out well. I hope. My luck, though. My luck, though, will be, I'll have something that will have some kind of major glitch. That's the problem. 7-3 is Gary. Have a good one. We'll talk to you on a rebound, possibly. This is KA2NCD, listening in on your final.
Alright, Vinny. If you need help with it, contact me and I will put you in contact with my son who builds these things for people for a living. 73N2ZEP.
AC, 2TJC. Mobile. And 2 Alpha Sierra, Sierra. Hey, JC, what's up? Did you make the ham fest? I heard you playing with the notes yesterday. Nah, I couldn't make it. I wish I would have. I'm in the market for an antenna tuner. And, I just been wanting to go. But, no dice, as they say. So what's going on? How are you?
Not bad. I did see one antenna tuner down there, an MFJ. But yeah, you can pick them up or you come across them. Hold on 1 second. The boss is calling me. I'll be right back on. Nah. You know, it was funny. When I was at the Hamfest, I was able to make the 440 machine, so my radio is putting out low output. Someone told me it's a power module. They break from time to time. And he said they're easy to change. I'll find out. All right, I'll be right back. Give me 2 seconds.
Thank you.